It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in coast to coast all across North America. This is where I am every single weekday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, he is in New York City, and wherever you might be, thank you for listening to the show. I don't know who told you thank you today. Maybe you held the door open for somebody. They ain't say thank you. Maybe you got somebody a gift. They didn't say thank you. Maybe it was your ungrateful behind kids. They're just always ungrateful. They never say thank you. Anyway, I'm saying thank you for listening. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, and if you have access to YouTube, if you want to watch the show, if you want to just look at me stand in the studio and talk to you, you can do that too. Just go to YouTube, punch in Infinity Sports Network, and boom, the live stream pops right on up. We've been hanging out for an hour. You can even start the show from the beginning. Here's the deal. We talked about Caleb Williams. He's like, hey, this is what I want in a coach. How about the team needs you to be a better quarterback? How about that? Rookie year, but you can get better. Stop worrying about the coach. Do your job first, okay? We talked about Quinn Ewers. He's about to be a rookie quarterback. Today, he let everybody know that he's entering in to the NFL draft. And then, of course, now we talked briefly about this. The Baltimore Ravens, Buffalo Bills, they play on Sunday. It's going to be cold. What a shock, what a surprise, except for it's going to be freezing cold and they're going to have snow. And obviously, you think about the run game and the way the Baltimore Ravens utilize it. Another piece or another intriguing portion or part to study of this game. Because if it's going to snow, I'm going with the Ravens. Anyway, we have so much to get into. It's Wednesday. Every Wednesday, I bring you a new top six list. We'll do that in an hour from now. We'll have a chat about the top six best jobs in the NFL. What are the coaching jobs that are actually worth the damn? What are the best coaching jobs in the NFL? You know, the Dallas Cowboys get so much crap because, realistically, who wants that job? I'm gonna give you a top six list of the good ones. The ones that are open. And by the way, there are only six jobs open. So every available team that does not have a coach is going to be included on this list. No Patriots, because obviously they just added Mike Vrabel. If you want to be a part of the show, you can. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can also go ahead and find me. I'm online. I'm on the internet. I am at JR Sport Brief everywhere. On social media. You can't miss me. You can't. Not at all. Now, Mike Tomlin was mentioned, and he's been mentioned for the past several days, especially after that beatdown they received at the hand of the Ravens. I took a lot of callers on Monday about Mike Tomlin. We got a lot of listeners in the Midwest and Western Pennsylvania and Pittsburgh and elsewhere who just want to give Mike Tomlin the boot. And it's always all so easy to tell everybody, well, we got to get a new coach and bring a new one in. Well, do you really want to enter into the great unknown? Would you rather kind of stay at an even level of mediocrity and try to build on top of that? Or do you just want to suck? You want to get rid of the coach? You want to be so bad you get a quarterback? And then just hope things get better at some point over the next several years? Well, you can't necessarily ask to be struck by lightning. It's like winning the lottery. Hickey, without knowing, do you have better odds? Yeah, you specifically, Hickey. Do you have better odds of being struck by lightning or winning lotto?
I mean, I would hope the lotto, but probably getting struck by lightning.
Getting struck by lightning. Better odds to get struck by lightning than winning lottery?
I would probably assume so.
Yeah, I think so. Accurate. Good thought process, Hickey. Somebody, one of us has to have a brain that works. No, I'm just saying. Good. Yeah, I agree. And now that you say it, because you said it, I agree. Good stuff.
You were initially thinking lotto, you had a better chance?
I don't know. Like,
guess it depends where you live. You know, how often is lightning strike? I feel like in the South, there's stronger thunderstorms than here in the North.
Yeah, you can go outside and try to get struck by lightning. You can't just win the lottery. You can't.
That's true.
I can go out, Hickey, if I go stand in an open field in the middle of nowhere in a lightning storm, and I just stand in the middle of a field with a rod, a metal rod, I got a good chance of getting struck. No, don't you think?
I would agree.
Yep. I do not want to find out, but it's like those cartoons. Who always got struck by lightning? Was it like Bugs Bunny or something?
I think so. It does sound familiar. I think it was Bugs.
It's a cartoon character. He always got struck by lightning. And then he lived. It's cartoons for you. In a cartoon, you can die and come back to life. How that works in real life, I don't want to find out. Not at all. Anyway, it's difficult to just dump a coach like Mike Tomlin and get better. The odds are you're going to get a whole lot worse, and you don't know how bad you're going to be. You don't want to get rid of someone like Mike Tomlin and end up like the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, I want you to listen to what Mike Tomlin had to say yesterday. I was not here dealing with my own weather situations here in Atlanta, Georgia. Mike Tomlin told everybody when he was asked by the media, he's just like, man, don't even waste your time calling up the Steelers trying to see if you can trade for me. Just don't waste your time. Listen to this.
At least one team has reached out to inquire about your availability. Understanding that you have no trade clause in your contract, what's your message to any team that may reach out to the Steelers to gauge interest or availability in your services?
I have no message. Save your time. But I understand the nature of what it is that we do, the attention and criticism that comes with it. As a matter of fact, I embrace it, to be quite honest with you. I enjoy the urgency that comes with what I do and what we do. I don't make excuses for failure. I own it. But I also feel like I'm capable. And so as long as I'm afforded an opportunity to do that, I will continue.
Yeah, he's like, listen, as long as they keep sending me money and don't turn off my key card, I will keep coming to work. I think that's most people. Like, why the hell does Mike Tomlin want to change? The fans want to change. Mike Tomlin ain't trying to go nowhere. Come on. The Steelers don't want to get rid of Mike Tomlin. You going from Knoll and then to Cowher and then to Tomlin and now just to fire the guy while he's winning? Let's think about that. The Steelers fans are so spoiled. They've done all this damn winning, but they haven't won a championship. Now they got to get rid of the coach. Now we got to get bad. Let's just get bad on purpose. Come on, what are we doing? Let's relax here. It's like the Yankee fans. Everybody wants to fire Cashman and fire Boone, and we haven't won a championship. Oh, who cares? We win 90 and 100 games every year. It's not easy winning a championship. Come on. You don't think a Pittsburgh Pirates fan would love that a little bit? Just have some success? You don't think a Sacramento Kings fan would love to just, hey, let's just win 50 and 60 games every year and actually be competitive and go to the playoffs? Come on, man. Sometimes people don't know how good they have it until they don't. Everybody want to be. Trade them, fire them, get rid of them, bounce them. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Rick is calling from right here in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Rick, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hey, JR, how are you?
I'm amazing. What's going on?
Hey, I agree with everything you said. I'm from Western Pennsylvania, and for some reason, half of my friends hate Tomlin. Don't know why. You know, they point to we have won a playoff game, but they don't understand if we get rid of him with the hope to win the Super Bowl, say in 3 or 4 years, we're probably going to stink in those 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
Well, why not just be good for those 3 or 4 years and hope things turn around with Tomlin? I don't understand why anybody would want to risk going, have a 4-win season or a 5-win season. I can't imagine that would be any fun.
Hey, Rick, I agree with you. And football is such a volatile game. And I'm not wishing or asking for injury because nobody wants that. I think the odds are better for the Steelers just to 1 year have a crap season. Because I don't know, maybe next year they don't have Russell Wilson. Or maybe Russell gets hurt. Or maybe Justin Fields has a crap season. How about 1 year Mike Tomlin has a bad year and they end up with a good quarterback and then the fortunes are turned for the next 10 years? Like the Steelers were so damn good for so long. Okay, they were able to have Ben Roethlisberger, have a solid defense, a solid run game. why are you going to rip apart one of the integral parts of culture with the Steelers just because they haven't won a playoff game when, quite frankly, I think they've only been good in going to the playoffs because of Tomlin. They'd be complete ass, you know?
Yes. I'd like the fact that at the end of the season we're still, you know, in the hunt for the playoffs. I don't want to give that up.
Yeah. Well, you know, there comes a point in time where people are just, oh, well, we keep going, and we never get better, and we're just...
Well, one last thing about what you said about having a crap season. The way the quarterbacks now get drafted in the last 10 years, unless you're picking in the top, you know, three or four, you don't end up getting, you know, the cream of the crop anyways. Yeah. I mean, if you're drafting ninth, you have to trade up, so...
Oh, well, I'm talking about being New England Patriots bad, and you end up with Drake May. That's
yeah, I don't look forward to that, but I hear what you're saying.
It happens. Hey, Rick, thank you for calling from here in Atlanta. Be safe and be warm, okay?
Thank you.
No doubt about it. Yeah, I'm telling people in Atlanta to be warm. It's cold outside, man. It is cold in Atlanta. And I know people go, oh, it's cold where I live, too. I'm in Atlanta. It's cold. Anyway, speaking of people being traded, now this guy is absolutely miserable. I wish he would be traded to Mars or Jupiter. It's Jimmy Butler. Yeah, Jimmy Butler for the Miami Heat. The guy making, what, $48 million, and then he could make $52 million next year. He's 35 years old. He's been hurt. He's been busted up. He doesn't play. He's talking about he wants to go somewhere where he can find and play with some joy. I'm like, bruh, you know how much joy I would have in my heart and my life if I was just getting $48 million to shoot a basketball and run up and down? Sign me up, but my knees won't let me do it. Yeah, he's like, oh, I need to be traded. Why? Because he wants a bigger contract. Well, maybe you'd actually get a bigger contract if you played basketball consistently over the past few years. And this is nothing to take away from Jimmy Butler. Man took the Heat to the finals and almost took him to another finals and all this playoff Jimmy stuff. Man, but they ain't paying you for what you did. They're paying you for what's about to happen. And so Jimmy Butler's 7-game suspension ends tomorrow with the Miami Heat. And Jimmy Butler, I guess through Chris Haynes and other places, he's reiterating to Pat Riley, I want to be traded. Well, Pat Riley don't owe crap to you. You want to be traded? He going to send you somewhere that's going to benefit him, not you. And then you want all this money? What idiot, dumbass team is going to pay you besides the Suns? And it's really because they're only all in already with somebody like Bradley Beal. Talk about Mike Tomlin. We're going to trade Mike Tomlin, trade him to the Cowboys and this and that. Somebody trade Jimmy Butler out of the NBA. A matter of fact, listen to this. This is Shams on ESPN telling everybody, Jimmy Butler, he really wants to leave. He told Pat Riley he wants to leave.
Sources say that Jimmy Butler told Pat Riley to his face that he wants to be traded, that he will never again sign a contract in Miami, and that if he has to utilize his $52 million player option in the offseason, it will only be used as a trade maneuver. And this all leads to the Heat facing a decision near the end of this week. Do you bring Jimmy Butler back to this team? Do you reach a trade for him? Do you find a settlement to continue to have him stay away from the team? Because we've seen Eric Spoelstra, Tyler Hero, Bam Adebayo come out publicly and also privately, essentially saying that they found a level of clarity with Jimmy Butler away from the team. No chaos, in their words, no distraction. And so these next 48 to 72 hours, there will be a lot of conversations, meetings in Miami to figure out where this goes from here and what type of finality, at least short term, can the Heat find. And L, I'm told that will also include another meeting for Jimmy Butler with a Heat official, and that's Mickey Arison, the Miami Heat owner.
Oh, come on. What's he going to do? They got to pay this man anyway. Unless they suspend him again. They got to pay him. They got to play him. If they can't do that, they got to move him. Or they have to admit, hey, we're just going to pay you to not be with the team. If you're the Miami Heat, you want to get this over with. But you don't want to be punked around by Jimmy Butler, who is basically trying to punk the Miami Heat. He's going to get what he wants. He's going to be out. Now, is he going to get a long-term contract? That's to be determined. It's been said that Jimmy Butler, you know, he doesn't want to go to Memphis, or that maybe that he doesn't want to go play with Giannis. And why would he? Neither one of these guys are great shooters. But it's just sad that you could have a player. And he's recently, I'd say he's the most recent guy. We did have, Hickey, remember when James Harden was playing on the Rockets and he basically sat at a press conference and said, we're not good enough to win anything? Remember he said that?
Oh, yeah.
That was terrible. Like, what type of teammate is that? A jackass. And now you got Jimmy Butler sitting around just trying to force his way into more money. And I get it. Money makes the world go around. You know, having and knowing that you're going to have a contract worth $150 million versus 50. I mean, I think most people would take 150 guaranteed over 50 guaranteed. I get it and understand. But in the construct and concept of the game, you got to play for that money, not just bully your way into it. Hickey, it's unlikely this is probably going to end up great for Jimmy Butler. I don't know if he's going to get the contract. I hope he ends up on an ass team. But then who's gonna trade for him? Who wants him? He's probably going to end up on a decent team. Are they going to give him a contract? I don't know. Not to probably the amount that he wants. I think that's the realization he's going to have to come to. You're 35 years old. You're always hurt. You've already talked about openly that you're not all that enthusiastic about playing in a regular season. That came out of his own mouth. Like, I hope he ends up on a bad team. A bad team would never trade for him because why would they want to pay him? He's going to end up on a good team. And I feel bad because you shouldn't, and this is business, this is the way it's set up, he can, but you shouldn't be able to bully your way into something like this. Go out there and earn it.
I agree 1,000,000%. I'm with you. I'd love to see a team like the Jazz trade for him. That'd be great. Enjoy Utah. Have fun with that rebuilding roster. And Danny Ainge, who's trying to trade everybody.
Yeah, and send Jimmy Butler to Utah. He can go skiing and he can go playing in the snow.
That he can.
He can go playing in the snow. Have a good old time out there, Jimmy Butler. But he's going to end up on a playoff contender. I think he's going to end up on a playoff contender. And then he's going to get, he may have to just pick up that last year. Well, they give him an additional year on top of that. But I have a feeling he's going to partially get what he wants. He's going to get the trade that he wants to a team. Because ain't no badass team trading for Jimmy Butler. And he might have to make a concession on the money. You think he's going to end up on a good team? I think he will, though.
If I, would you consider the Phoenix Suns a good team?
Yeah. Yes.
That feels like the most logical, right? Ending point.
They're stupid. Look at what they've done already.
I know. And that's like, they'll be in the playoffs. I don't think they'll make a deep run. So like if being a top six team constitutes a good team, then I could see a team like the Suns getting them and him going there. But like, I'm with you. Like, is it going to work out? Probably not.
Yeah. The Suns are just going to have to try everything in their power to just, they may have to literally kick Bradley Beal in the nuts to have this man, you know, waive his no trade clause. They may have to kick him.
We know Matt Eshby is not afraid to mix it up with players. Maybe he's got to do it himself.
Remind me, what happened here?
Remember him and Jokic got into it in the playoffs? Was it in the playoffs?
Oh, maybe. With the ball. He was holding the ball, right?
That's right. And that little skirmish in like the corner.
Yeah.
He's not afraid to mix it up.
Yeah. You sure? If we put him and Jokic in a room together, you think Matt Ishbia would be comfortable? He'd be rolling his sleeves up going, come on, what do you got?
No, he would not. But to your point of how desperate would he be to get Bradley Beal to waive his no trade clause? Yeah. Again, you know, he's mixed it up before. Maybe what's going to stop him again?
I saw a highlight video of Jokic, like, knocking people over and not being afraid of people. He's never beat anybody up. Well, didn't his brothers beat somebody up in the stands? They banned him from somewhere or something like that?
His two brothers, I think they've gotten in a few fights before. And they have not lost, that's for sure.
Yeah, let's just say if Jokic's brothers came walking down a dark alley, I'd be going the other direction. They look like Batman villains. Both of these guys got to be what, 6'8", 6'9"? They're built like tanks and trucks. They look like all they do is sit in a gym all day. They look like henchmen. Let's put it there. They are. They look like Jokic's henchmen. They rough you up. You didn't somebody try to do something to Jokic on the court, and they had to be held back from going out onto the court? Am I making that up?
No, you're right. I don't want to say it was like Marcus Morris, but the Morris twins do come to mind when, you know, talking right. about a melee. You are, like, there was a player that, like, they were, like, ready to basically jump and, like, fight and get on there and go after him. I forget who it is.
Could you imagine that? That type of malice at the palace? Could you imagine that? We got two twin NBA players. I don't think the brothers are twins, but they might as well be. Just fighting two other brothers. Just fighting. Just.
And that's a celebrity fight I would absolutely pay to see.
Oh, I would. That and still Tyson Fury versus, what's this fake fighter's name? Jake Paul? Jake.
That's right.
Yeah, I'd sign up for
it. Well, you got it. Paul Tyson part two. There you go. You already got the marketing figured out.
Let's do it. I'm here for it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to come back on the other side of the break. I got to tell you about a couple football players that are not happy. It's not because they weren't jumped. Their favorite head coach is gone. And now they're telling us all about it. I'm going to tell you who's upset on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Hey, in about 30 minutes at the top of the hour, I'm going to share with you a new top six list. We're going to look at some of the best coaching opportunities in the NFL. A matter of fact, we're going to rank all six of them. I'm going to tell you the best coaching job and opportunity that exists in the NFL, and I'm going to tell you the worst. Yeah, there's one worse than all the others. So we'll do that at the top of the hour. Yeah, you got about 30 minutes from now. We'll get into that. So far this hour, we've talked about some of the trades that currently exist in the world of sports, possible trades, potential trades. Mike Tomlin putting cold water on any thought or idea that he will be traded from the Steelers. He's like, don't even call the Steelers. Don't even waste your time. And then we also heard again about Jimmy Butler's situation. Jimmy Butler wants out. Jimmy Butler wants to be traded from the Miami Heat. Just retire. Well, we know that you are not. This is all about money. He's not going anywhere. I just wish he'd be traded to a bad team, but why would a bad team want him? He's going to be traded to a disillusioned good team, I guess. A team that can't necessarily win. We'll see. It'll get figured out sooner than later. The NBA trade deadline is the 6th. It would be hilarious if they hold on to Jimmy Butler, and then he has to become a free agent. Hickey, that's the other element. They just banish him from the team. That is highly unlikely, but could you imagine? He did all this talk about not re-signing and not re-opting in and all of this, and they just say, fine, we'll keep you. And then he's just a free agent next year, and he loses out on the money. He's not that stupid, though.
He's not that stupid, but if there was someone that would have, and there's not many GMs that would be that petty, but...
To hold on?
To hold on, right?
Is it? Would Pat Riley be petty if he just said, hey, you're under contract? We haven't found anything worthy of trading you. We're going to pay you your set. Hickey, it's like 3 more months. We're going to pay you, and then you can go be a free agent since you don't want to sign so bad.
Petty because, in the NBA especially, players get their way. Like we never see these standoffs right between a player and a team and where the player remains on the team. Maybe it's not immediate, right? Like, oh, I want out of here, and it's a month later, 2 months later. But, like, for Jimmy basically saying, I want to be traded, and doubling down, I want to be traded, get me out of here by February 6th, I mean, unless I'm missing something, every case I feel like when this happens, at some point, the player's gone. He gets his wish.
But that's why I wish it'd be different this time. A, because it's Pat Riley, and B, because Jimmy Butler, he's just been acting like a jerk. Like, I think it would be great if Pat Riley, and you're right, it is highly unlikely to be the case, but it'd be great if Pat Riley could just call his bluff and be like, all right, fine. We're going to pay you for the next couple of months. You can stay away from the team. And I don't know if Mickey Arison would like that, the owner of the Miami. He was just going to pay this guy to be a jackass. Yeah. But it'd be cool if they just let his contract expire over the next couple of months. And then so he wanted to be the guy to say, oh, well, I'm never going to re-sign with you. Good. Then don't do it. Go find that money elsewhere. Hit the road. Bye. Hickey, it'd be a dream of mine to see it. Because, like, we don't need these guys just being jerks. It's not cool. Like, go earn your money. Hey, by the way, Jimmy Butler, if you played over the past couple seasons, if you were healthy over the past couple years, if you were really busting ass, instead of talking about busting ass, maybe they would have given you that extension instead of you now trying to bully them for something that you weren't even available to earn. I'd love to see the Heat end up on top here. But as you said, the players typically always get what they want. Unless, by the way, you're the Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys' two biggest stars, Dak Prescott and Micah Parsons. No disrespect to CeeDee Lamb. He might be making the big bucks right now. The second highest paid wide receiver in the entire NFL. Micah Parsons is the bigger star. Dak Prescott is the biggest star, and he don't even do all that much talking. And so we actually learned a couple of days ago, when Mike McCarthy was given the boot as head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, that Dak Prescott sent a text to one of the members of the media. He was asked about Mike McCarthy and the Dallas Cowboys not coming to an extension. Dak said he's bummed because we built some things, but I guess they couldn't reach an agreement. Shake my head. And Dak Prescott continues on by saying it's the business, and he looks forward to their future plans. I know a lot of Dallas Cowboy fans would rather a future where they go 12-5 and do more than win a game. Maybe go to a conference championship game, maybe go back to a Super Bowl. But that didn't take place. Someone else who isn't happy, this guy does a lot of talking because he has his own podcast. It's Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons was on the Edge podcast distributed by Bleach Report. Micah Parsons says, man, I love Mike McCarthy. We loved him. And now he's gone. No.
Obviously very sad because the relationships, you know, we had with Coach McCarthy and everything he's done for our program, three straight 12-5 seasons, playoff appearances, and obviously an unfortunate year due to injuries and things like that. But it is devastating. You know, Coach Mike's a great father, coach, one of the most winningest coaches. And, you know, he's always been good to us as a unit, us to the coaches, players. So, you know, losing a great coach like Mike hurts.
He'll get over it. Hickey, he'll feel better about it when they write him that big old check. He'll be fine.
He will, but also the question is going to be, how long does he have to wait for that big-time check to come? It's a whole different discussion.
You don't think they're going to give him that money this year? They paid Dak. They paid CeeDee Lamb. I think they'll pay him this year. You don't think?
Oh, no. I think he'll get it this year. But I think much like Dak and CeeDee, he's not going to be getting it. Well, he's like, we know he's getting paid.
Down to the wire?
September 8th.
What, like a minute before the regular season starts?
Wasn't Dak's, right, from my memory serves, wasn't Dak's deal done like 2 hours before the game started for week one?
Yeah, it was like the Sunday of, right?
Yeah. So it's gonna be a long way in the sense of we all know he's getting paid and he's gonna get paid before week one. It should happen in like May or June. It will happen in September.
That is Jerry, it should, right? But that's Jerry Jones' philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
Deals get done at the last minute, so we just wait until the last minute. Even though we have to pay more money at the last minute, that's typically when deals get done. That's his way. Like, you pay good people and you pay them and you get a good deal and you don't got to pay as much. What do I know? I'm not Jerry Jones. I'm just a guy. I like football. I think I paid enough attention. Am I also supposed to believe and trust in a guy who says that he is going to run the team until he can't do it anymore? What does that mean? Death? You'd be smart enough to move the hell up on out the way. And now you got all these Deion Sanders rumors and Deion is going to potentially coach, but then he'll coach only if his son is there or both of his sons. Dallas Cowboys are a sitcom. I know the NFL does Hard Knocks on HBO every single year. Why don't we just get an annex? How about we just know every year the Dallas Cowboys get their version of Hard Knocks and then we get somebody else? Like, that's where we might as well stand. A matter of fact, listen to Adam Schefter. He was on Pat McAfee's show. This is yesterday. And he's talking about the conversation that he had with Deion about the Cowboys and the job opening. Listen.
I said to him at the end of the conversation, Pat, I said, so what's next? What happens now? And he said to me, I don't know. I said, you don't know what happens next? Are you going to? I don't know. So I think right now, everything is in the beginning stages. There's no meeting plan with Jerry right now, but clearly the lines of communication are open. They're going to be in touch. And I think it goes for both sides. Deion Sanders is figuring out what's best for him. Is it best to stay in school? His sons are leaving. He's got recruits coming in. Does he want to be there? Does the school look out for him? Does he want to go to Dallas? Does Jerry want to go move in that direction to hire him?
Man, Jerry Jones don't know what he want to do. And I said this a couple of days ago. I said this on Monday. Jerry Jones is going to hire somebody who will kiss his ass or his ring or get his laundry, fold his clothes, go fetch his McDonald's. Jerry Jones is going to hire somebody like that, or he's just going to hire Deion because he wants the pizzazz. He wants the excitement. He wants the sizzle because that's what the Dallas Cowboys are always about. They're about the sizzle. They're like going to that steak restaurant where the steak comes out and it's sizzling and it's a fancy. Everybody is happy because the steak comes out. But then when you finally, cut into that steak, it's crap. It's garbage. It's dry. It's terrible. Maybe it's undercooked or overcooked. The steak is crap. And then they want to charge you $150 for it? No, that's Jerry Jones. Whole lot of sizzle, making a whole lot of money. But the steak, the actual product, is garbage. It's trash. That's why you haven't won nothing in about 30 years. Sorry. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Yeah, I don't know. Have you ever heard anybody say, man, we love Jerry Jones? I mean, outside of people he's writing a paycheck to. Dallas Cowboys are a mess. At least you see people love Mike McCarthy. Not enough reason for Jerry Jones. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about a coach, surprisingly, that people love in the city of brotherly love. And then we get another reason as to why people can't stand fans from Philadelphia, why they got a bad rap. I'm going to explain on the other side. Yeah, we're going to have a little story of love and hate. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, shout outs to Nas. Life is good. Love Nas. Queensbridge finest. Poet, musician, artist, writer. Love him. Anyway, a lot of things that I love. I love people. I love food. Hickey, what are some of the things you love?
I love food. I love my girlfriend.
Oh, that's sweet. We'll play this back for her, okay? That's sweet.
That's true, yeah. Get some good brownie points.
Yeah, good brownie points. Let's play her some of the other times, though, too. Yeah, the times.
I don't think there's enough times I can say I love her to make up for that.
The times where you said, oh, she's not listening.
Yeah, we're just going to pretend those words are never uttered.
Okay. Yeah. I'm a liar. I made those things up. I do.
You're a bad man, JR.
I am. Just like it's like when I said I hit that guy with my car. That really happened, though.
That's not a lie. Two truths and a lie. You'd win that game, I think, a lot.
Yeah, that was. Hey, did JR Hickey? If I presented that in that game, and I said one day I hit a guy with my car, would you think that was a lie or a truth?
I mean, I guess it depends what else you say, but I feel who's going to hit someone with their car?
Me.
Yeah.
I did. I wasn't just like going 80 and just, hey, there's a person. Let me just
mow him down.
Yeah, hey, there's grandma. Let me try to get her real fast. 50 points. No. Just
we drive up on the sidewalk. She's getting away.
Yeah, she's on the side. Yeah, just a little bit of a nudge. No, if you missed it earlier in the show, I talked about how my car was damaged due to the wonderful weather here in at Atlanta. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Speaking of love, Hickey loves his girlfriend. We both have a love for food. Philadelphia is known as the city of brotherly love. It is. It's what they call it. I was born in Philadelphia. I would know I love. is love and there's hate. And for whatever reason, fans in Philadelphia, they have a bad reputation for being mean and nasty. Hickey, should we talk about the love part or should we talk about the hate part first? Because this pretty much encapsulates Philadelphia.
Let's go hate first and we can finish with love.
Good man. This was pretty disgusting over the weekend. I'm sure you watched and you saw this. Maybe you saw the viral clips. As the Eagles were handling the Packers, there were two Packer fans in the link. They were a husband and wife or fiance and whatever the case may be. They love each other. I hope they do. And this woman is in Packers gear. And she is being verbally assaulted by an older gentleman sitting behind her. This is terrible. He's calling this lady ugly and dumb. He's calling her other things. And they're just, the couple is just taking it. They're recording this and they're just taking it. Ultimately, because they didn't want to get jumped. Imagine being two Packer fans in Philadelphia and one guy's yelling at you and another guy yells back, the husband or boyfriend. And next thing you know, this guy's laid out. This is pretty terrible. Well, you want to be thrilled about anything. This guy, because social media exists, he lost his job. No longer has a job. And this was such a big story. This was like one of the top of the hour stories on NBC 10 in Philadelphia. Listen to this hate and then we can get into some love.
We begin at 5 with a viral video that has resulted in a fan getting banned from Lincoln Financial Field. It shows that fan making comments to a Packers fan and using words that we can't broadcast on television, nor would we want to. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. I'm Tracy Davidson.
And I'm Johnny Archer. I spoke today to both the man who recorded the video and his fiance, who was the target of the fan's remarks. And they say the Eagles fan simply took things too far. This video now going viral, showing an Eagles fan berating this Packers fan at Lincoln Financial Field Sunday during the Eagles-Packers wildcard matchup.
I didn't want to turn around and yell at this guy and then have my fiance get jumped in the crowd. Yeah. So I was, I guess, trying to stay calm, but I was pretty fuming at that point.
Oh, my goodness. Well, there you have it. Hickey, that's the hate. I don't know if it's a good thing that this guy lost his job. I mean, you pay, what do they say? You do the time, you pay the crime? I don't know. Do the time, you pay the time. How does it go?
Don't commit the crime if you can't do the time.
And now you lost his job over it. So I'm not going to feel all that bad. And he works for a company, a consulting firm called BCT Partners. They consider themselves to be diversity, equity, and inclusion champs. They said, we condemn our former employee's conduct in the strongest possible terms. This individual's conduct and language were vile, disgusting, unacceptable, and horrific, and have no place in our workplace and society. He says, the company added, none of us deserves to be remembered for actions taken on our worst day, which is true. I mean, this guy is going to have to sit and think about and live with this for the rest of his life. I hope he gets a new job. More importantly, I also hope that he, you know, realizes that, man, you shouldn't talk to people like that over a football game. And I know the fans in Philadelphia, they got such a bad rap and reputation. You know, throwing snowballs at Santa. It's horrific. It's terrible. Awful. Hickey, why are they so angry in Philadelphia? Is it the weather? I mean, it's cold in Buffalo. The people up there are kind.
You're right. They're actually very kind. You could argue almost too kind. I don't know. I don't know what it is. They're always angry. Always ready to fight, throwing something. In this case, cursing out people standing in front of them. Crazy.
Are the fans in New York aren't even as nasty, or do we just not know about it? No, right? No.
No, you would know. At this day and age, everything's on camera.
Yeah. I don't know what it is about Philly, man. I don't know. Maybe that's why I am the way that I am. I don't know. But I'm a nice guy, Hickey, right? Nice guy.
Very nice guy.
Yeah, there you go. We needed the love part. It's been reported that the players love Nick Sirianni. The Nick Sirianni who defended A.J. Brown for reading a book. It's been reported that the players actually like this man. I've never heard anybody. Hick, you ever heard anybody call Nick Sirianni a leader of men?
No, I've not heard that phrase.
Yeah, neither have I. Reportedly, Nick Sirianni, the players appreciate him for how he stands up for them. In instances like when A.J. Brown is reading a book on the sidelines. It's just, let's be real, none of it's going to matter. If they end up choking in the worst possible way at any point the remainder of the playoffs outside of going to the Super Bowl, I wouldn't be shocked if Nick Sirianni got the boot. I'm just being realistic. So the players can love him all they want. It ain't going to make no difference. We just heard from Dak Prescott as well as Micah Parsons about how much they loved having Mike McCarthy there. What did love do for him and his job? It got him fired. Nobody cared. And so I'm sorry. It's a cold, hard business. The NFL is just tough. What does love have to do with anything? Nothing. Great song, by the way. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I got a new top six list for you. We're going to take a look at the best coaching jobs available in the NFL. I'm going to tell you the worst. I'm going to tell you the best. Don't move. The Infinity Sports Network.